Sore losers, Amazon plans to appeal landmark Staten Island union win. By Lucas Nolan on April 8, 2022. Amazon reportedly plans to object to a recent union election victory at its Staten Island warehouse, alleging that organizers pressured workers into voting. Engadget reports that e-commerce giant Amazon plans to object to a recent union election victory at the company's Staten Island warehouse. Amazon reportedly plans to claim that organizers pressure workers at the facility into voting to organize. Amazon announced its plans to appeal the warehouse workers' union election in a legal filing released publicly earlier this week. In the recent unionization vote, 55% of workers at the JFK 8 warehouse voted to join the Amazon labor union. Now the company has until April 22 to formally file an objection to the unionization with the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB. The company wrote in its filing that it believed that the union threatened employees to vote to unionize. Interestingly, the NLRB has accused Amazon of threatening employees to do the exact opposite. The e-commerce giant also alleged that the union engaged in electioneering or interfering with employees as they waited to vote. Amazon is claiming that long wait times at polling booths resulted in a low voter turnout. The company is further alleging that organizers stood near polling areas, intimidating voters. The Seattle-based company claims that union organizers even threatened immigrant employees with the loss of their rights if they did not vote in favor of the union. Eric Milner, a lawyer representing the ILU, stated, "To say that the Amazon labor union was threatening employees is really absurd. The Amazon labor union is Amazon employees." Another labor union attempting to organize at Amazon's Bessemer, Alabama facility has since filed its objections regarding the pending results of its recent rerun election. The retail, wholesale, and department store union, RUDSU, claims that Amazon engaged in countless attempts to intimidate workers at the Bessemer facility. The RUDSU claims that Amazon went as far as to fire or suspend workers who supported unionization at the facility. RUDSU President Stuart Applebaum in a statement, "Amazon's behavior must not go unchallenged. And workers in Bessemer, Alabama must have their rights protected under the law. We urge the NLRB to carefully review our objections and ensure no company, not even with the bottomless pockets of Amazon, is allowed to act above the law." Read more at Engadget here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.